Thousands of Miami students and their families live in fear of deportation. The superintendent of the nation's fourth largest school district can relate.
I came to this country at 17. I overstayed my visa. Put the label on me. I was poor. I am an immigrant. I was undocumented. I was, in the eyes of some, illegal.
Alberto Carvalho, who was born in Portugal, opened the bipartisan summit on immigration reform. It was hosted by a Coral Gables nonprofit that raises money for the legal defense of non-felon immigrants. Carvalho denounced the federal government's plan to end temporary protected status for Haitians and Nicaraguans who settled here after fleeing natural disasters. He said 12,000 local students could be affected. And Carvalho affirmed Miami's schools as sanctuaries from immigration enforcement.
Over my dead body, will anyone walk into our schools and yank any child from the sanctity and the protection that schools, as sanctuaries of the young, provide? Not on my watch.
Carvalho said he expected to get feedback that his speech was too political for the leader of a school system. His response, there's nothing political about standing up for kids. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.